Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show
Andrea's
on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Handle that axe. We get to a traffic in a second. First, I want to say a quick hi and then longer discussion here with a friend of the show who we only get to see once a year, but is always welcome here on behalf of Immerman's Angels. Identify yourself, sir.
Yes, sir. It's Ben Bornstein here, CEO and Executive Director of Immerman Angels.
And Immerman's Angels is?
The largest one-on-one cancer support community, providing mentoring services to cancer fighters, survivors, and caregivers.
Now, you may be saying, oh, Ben, he's one of these administrators. What does he know about cancer? What does he know about going through it? How many times have you had cancer?
I'm a 3-time survivor.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You get a sitting ovation.
Yes.
I appreciate
which is the
that.
Highest honor of the show.
Because we're wearing headphones. Yes. Diagnosed first when?
1985. I was 14 years old. Steve, I was a baseball player growing up. I was in my stance taking a pitch. Got hit by a pitch directly on what turned out to be a metastasized tumor site for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
And if you're not hit by that pitch, maybe you're dead.
Most likely I would be.
So they go in, they find the cancer, and your treatment and recovery period for that first bout is how long?
So it's an 18-month clinical trial. Back in the 80s, almost the dark days of cancer treatment. It's all very new, the last 30 years that these things have come out. So medically, it was a real miracle. And the thing that didn't exist back then, despite the great medical care, family and friends to support you, was that like-for-like experience with a mentor angel, somebody who had been there before and beaten that cancer.
Yeah, your buddy, your cancer buddy.
Like a guardian angel, too, because you probably had so many questions, were uncertain. Trials then are not what they are now.
That's right. I mean, it really is life-saving to have that person. It's really, we think of the concept almost as a lifeboat of hope in a sea of fear and uncertainty. So it's a kind of a good analogy to have.
So you're 15 and a half, you're 16, you're starting to get back into life. Everything's cruising along. Your second diagnosis, how old are you then?
That's right. I was 28 years old, went to the dentist for a regular checkup. I used to think going to the dentist, the worst that could happen, you may be a cavity, maybe you need a root canal at the very worst. No. This dentist discovered a little flap of skin at the back of my tongue that turned out to be a tongue cancer, squamous cell carcinoma of the tongue. Very aggressive type of cancer. For that one, I had to have half of my tongue out, speech therapy, feeding tubes for a period of time. And again, you can imagine the power of having a mentor angel in a situation like that. So the doctors got rid of the cancer, but what about the impact on your life, your job, your marriage, if you're married?
Your psyche.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm amazed at your speech ability. Did they rebuild your tongue in some form?
Rebuilt the tongue, resected the back to the middle. I sounded a little slurred for about a year, and then after that, I got full speech back, and it's a muscle. So you work at it, and you have the right positive attitude and the right support, and anything is possible.
And you would think, well, that's enough. Ben doesn't need to go through anymore. And
nope.
The third diagnosis was when?
Third diagnosis was just 4 years ago. Was a skin cancer, and relatively more pedestrian compared to the other two. And at that point, I was a veteran of the craft, so I did surgery.
You were telling the doctors, all right, here's what I need. Here's
right,
my treatment.
Right. He actually treated himself at home.
Yeah. That's right. And at that point, Immerman Angels already existed. So at that point, there was this 8,000-strong network of survivors that were providing this care to 34,000 people now matched up around the country.
We're going to come back and talk about why Chicago is so important to the cause, but also for folks who are driving to work right now, love somebody that's been diagnosed recently, and you're freaking out, rightfully so, or maybe it's you. There's a lot of good news from folks that really can support you as you take this this journey. But before we go to the break, who's Immerman?
Yeah, so Johnny Immerman is a wonderful guy. A lot of folks around Chicago know him. 2-time testicular cancer survivor. Moved to Chicago in his late 20s. He started this organization, and he had the same experience that I described for me and countless others have as well, where he had great medical care, wonderful family and friends to support him, but he didn't have that like-for-like experience with somebody who had been through the testicular cancer and beaten it.
You got to have somebody that's been there.
Oh, big time.
I mean, your parents can love you, your family can love you, your wife can love you, your husband can love you, but you need to talk to somebody that's walked the walk.
If anything, that's for right. The bedside manner, too, because doctors are wonderful and straightforward and whatnot, but just, hey, here's what you're going to go through. You're going to feel like crap for X amount of time.
But you need somebody that's going to look you in the eye and go, you're right, man, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be some bad days, but there's going to be some great days, too.
Yeah, no, 100%. I should mention, we provide this exact same service to the caregivers, too. So we've all had that loved one going through an experience like
it's
this.
Really important.
A spouse, if your child is going through this, your brother, your sister, or a good friend, we provide that matchup to somebody in those situations as well. And it's 100% free.
More with Ben in a second. Immerman's Angels, the leading global one-on-one cancer support community, in the third annual Brunch Run 5K and Walk is at Montrose Harbor Saturday, June 17th at 8:30 a.m. That's this Saturday. Over 2,000 runners and walkers come together. This, of course, is National Cancer Survivor Month. You're going to have a great time. It's easy to register. $50 for adults, $20 for kids. Use WGNAM to get $10 off registration, though I think you should pay more. You can go to brunchrun5k.com to register, immermanangels.org, or 866-IMMERMAN for more information about the cause. Ben is here. Ben, how long have you been the boss?
Been full-time a year and a half now. I was on the board of directors for 3 years before that.
You know, we had, and I apologize, I don't remember her name, we had a young woman in here a week or so ago whose life was changed by cancer, who is now going to be a pediatric cancer nurse. This also, I guess, is part of the journey, right? Once you know what it does, you want to give back and you want to figure it out for other people.
Yeah, no, the story you mentioned about your other guest is fantastic. I guess in my own case, that give back process, just as our mentors feel when they're counseling somebody going through the fight, they get a lot out of the experience.
All right, so how does this work specifically? Somebody comes to you with a specific type of cancer, and what happens?
Right, so we have intake through a variety of sources, Steve. You can do it through a medical center, so a doctor, a nurse, a social worker could refer you in. You could stumble across us on the website. We have a big corporate outreach program. Because this is free, we brand this as a employee benefit that you can offer to the companies for your company.
Sure.
And they come in. We have a call center that is essentially inputting information, or you can fill it out online. It populates a CRM, a Salesforce backbone, if you will, that goes into a database and statistically gives us the best match right off the bat. Then we have the human overlay on top of that to specifically ask the fighter what's most important to them. So we can essentially modify or tweak or override the statistical answer, and we get a connection perfection match out of that.
So so this is match.com for cancer.
You could look at it that way. It's Uber, it's Airbnb.
Yeah. And this is an interrupter of the way we normally do it, and it's using the technology for the best possible reasons. What if you get somebody that's not a talker and maybe doesn't want to talk, but maybe you know it's good for them to talk?
Sure. No, there's a lot of ways that can go. So the interactions we really leave to the mentor and the mentee. It can be email. It can be a FaceTime. It can be over the phone. It can be writing letters. I had one person that was one of my mentees who was incarcerated, so we had to write letters.
Sure.
And so even in that situation, our belief is cancer doesn't discriminate, nor should we. So anybody, rich, poor, incarcerated, not incarcerated, anybody's available to use this service. And that's why we've now expanded it to 3 languages. So we also offer it in Spanish and also Mandarin.
Cancer doesn't discriminate, so...
No, cancer doesn't care. No. So what do you do as far as training goes for the mentors?
Yeah, so we have an extensive training process led by our programs team. There's videos, there's sort of a text guidebook, if you will. We're always available with our full-time staff to counsel and make sure that the mentor knows what their role is. They're not there to play doctor, they're there to play mentor for that cancer fighter.
And how do you know when you have a great mentor?
The proof is in the feedback. We have thousands and thousands now of testimonials from our matchups that say how wonderful the service was. And the only thing that still pains us is when we hear from a mentor angel who comes in, gosh, I wish I'd known about this when I was going through my own cancer experience.
Sure. Any age, any size,
anywhere.
Any color. Yeah,
that's right.
So the recruitment process for the mentors, is there a particular type of cancer you need more of right now?
Well, we have 137 cancers and subtypes in the database, so it's the biggest in the world at providing this matchup service. That's why we get referrals from Mayo Clinic, MD Anderson in Houston, Sloan Kettering, and then, of course, locally, U of C, Northwestern, and the other great medical institutions here.
But you got literally right now thousands of survivors that are listening. This is a great way for you to give back.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we have 8,000 mentors now. We'd love to have even more. They can find us by calling us at 866-IMMERMAN, the website, as you mentioned earlier, immermanangels.org, and we'd welcome many of them. And then we have an organic cycle for this, too. As you can imagine, the folks that go through and are mentored very often become mentor angels after they're done with their cancer.
I tell you all the time, I love this program, and I did not know about it until you guys made me aware. And we need to raise as much money as possible to make sure that you can do the good work you do every day. So Again, let's remind people of the walk run this weekend, right?
Yeah, no, at Montrose, 8:30 in the morning next Saturday. It's our 5K brunch run. Brunchrun5k.com is the website for that. ImmermanAngels.org, the website for us more generally. We have a 10-course brunch menu provided by Blue Plate Catering. It's a fantastic brunch. There's a mimosa bar. It's a family-friendly event, and it's just a good time out there. We'll have a DJ. We have a live singer performance. It's just a good time, and it's a celebration of life and a celebration of beating cancer.
Is the brunch before or after?
It depends how you want
it.
Because
it could be more of a wobble. Yeah. It's not necessarily a run, it's a wobble.
But after the mimosa bar, that's great.
That's right. So there's fomosas going on during the course. And then we have, so that's just a little juice. LaCroix with juice. Yeah. And then on the back end, there's the real deal.
All right, and this is not a one-timer. You raise money all year long. So the corporate types that are on the way to work now, if this is something that you were not aware of, like I was unaware of a few years ago, and you want corporate folks to, you know, ask about how they can get involved, do they just contact you guys? What do they do?
Yeah, they should give us a call, go to the website. I'll even give out my own email, which is ben@immermanangels.org, and reach out to us. And we can certainly be a benefit to all of your employees. This is a free, nice add-on to your package of healthcare benefits. And everybody's been touched by cancer, either directly or maybe one step removed. So we feel like this can be a great resource to your employees and your base.
And I want people to hear that. This is free. If you're sick, if you're dealing with this, this is free. It's not going to cost you a dime, but to make sure we can keep this free and to keep it going, we got to raise as much money as we can.
That's right. We're all privately funded. There's no state funding for this
whatsoever. That's good, because there's no money.
Yeah.
If you're depending on the state, you would have shut down last Friday.
You might be able to help the state out.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah,
it really is.
It certainly is. And our little friend, Maddie Oliver, Gateway for Cancer Research.
That was it. Yeah, nice organization there, too.
That's great.
Hashtag National Cancer Survivor Month, and you are one. What do you do? Do you walk around waiting for the shoe to drop? Because I feel like you've had plenty of cancer. You don't need any more.
Yeah, I think I've paid my dues on it. Now it's my turn to give back. But one thing I would encourage the listeners is always keep track of what's going on in your body, because part of beating cancer is finding things early. In my case, that second cancer was my dentist finding it for regular teeth cleaning. Had that not happened and had grown, I'd be potentially not a guest on the show this morning.
Okay, but, you know, like, for instance, in my case, I had a pulmonary embolism, then I had a second one. So if there's, like, a weird thing with my lungs or breathing, it's like a twitch. You know, the switch goes on immediately. Do you have those kind of things that you think about?
I don't worry about it, no.
Because you got to live your life.
You got to live life, and you play the hand you're dealt. And when you do have a setback like this, a cancer diagnosis, your world turned upside down, you want to reach out for those resources that are available to you, both medically and emotionally.
You're an inspiring guy. You know that, don't you?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. You're too kind.
And you got a great organization.
Thank you. We really appreciate you having us on air.
You're always welcome here. You know that. It's Immerman Angels, the leading global one-on-one cancer support community. It's a brunch run. Oh, yeah, and a 5K walk.
And a mimosa bar.
Yeah, really, it's a 10-course brunch. Yeah. And it's going to be great. Montrose Harbor Saturday. The weather's supposed to be great this weekend,
supposed to be fantastic. Yeah, it's going to be. And it'll be cool down a little bit, too. You'll be in the 80s, so you have a nice weekend. So.
Yeah, this Saturday, June 17th, 8:30 a.m., over 2,000 runners and walkers. I may see you there.
That'd be great. Bring your granddaughter out.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah,
she'd love that.
The Abigail Grace race, right?
There you go.
Yeah, that's great. And one more time on the website for you guys.
ImmermanAngels.org and 866-Immerman.
You're doing God's work, my friend. Keep it up.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate
you. God bless you. Good health.